Good morning. Very happy that we can meet together on Sunday.
上个星期呢，我们都有啊、很好的一个啊、庆祝中国新年的这样一个活动哈。
We have a wonderful celebration of Chinese New Year last Sunday.
不过呢，在我们欢喜快乐庆祝的时候，我们也知道，在这个华人社区在加州呢，也发生了个枪击的案件哈。
During the this special occasion that there's a lot of quite a few unfortunate events. There's a mass shooting.
我们希望主亲自安慰这些失去亲人的家庭。
We really ask the Lord that to comfort those who lost their family members.
那么同时也提醒我们说，这个世界上很多人会在没有听到福音的情况下，有可能就离开这个世界。
Also reminds us that very often there are people will die before they get a chance to hear gospel.
所以我们今年的主题是什么？是同心合意，兴旺福音。就在我们周报，你打开这个节目表的中间哈，就有写上同心合意，兴旺福音。我们大家一起来说好不好？
同心
合意，兴旺福音。
So this is the year, that's our theme.
让我们开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的保守跟带领。
And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection and your guidance.
主，当我们今天再一次相聚的时候，
When we get together today,
我们恳求主，你在天上悦纳我们的敬拜。
Continue to please our worship.
你垂听我们的祷告。
And listen our prayers.
我们恭敬将今天所分享的信息，我们交托在主的手中。
We pour out this message into your hands.
愿主你赐福你的话语。
And you bless your words.
愿主你保守你儿女的心意。
And then you continue to guide our hearts.
让我们明白主你借着这段经文所启示我们的。
And so this passage that what you want to teach us.
使我们在这个世界上，我们知道怎么样去爱神爱人。
So we will know how to love God and love our neighbors.
我们恭敬祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
以前有一个家庭啊，这对夫妻呢是，他们的是收入是蛮好的。
And there's a family, they have a really good income.
因为这个丈夫是做医生的。
Because the husband is a doctor.
所以这个太太呢就在家里面相夫教子。
And so the wife did not work, just take care of her family.
那么他有一个女儿，有一个儿子。
They have one son, one daughter.
所以他们住在一个很高尚的这个社区里面。
They live in a very affluent neighborhood.
生活是过得平静安稳的。
And they have a really good life.
不过有一天呢，这个太太正在家里煮饭的时候。
And one day the wife was just cooking.
哎，就听到说啊，有快递递到他们家里。
And there was the express mail delivered to her home.
所以她把这快递打开一看呢。
When she opened the mail.
她就大吃一惊。
She was totally shocked.
原来这个快递是从律师事务所来的。
It came from the law firm.
她的丈夫要和她离婚。
Her husband wanted to divorce her.
她一点感觉都没有。
She have no, didn't know that was coming.
她一点预料都没有。
She did not predict that at all.
她根本没有觉得他们夫妻关系出了什么问题。
But she didn't know they have a poor relationship.
但是居然间走到了这一步。
And but then they have to that point.
这个时候她才意识到说，哦，他们的婚姻肯定已经出现了非常严重的问题。
So she finally said they have a serious problem in their marriage.
其实想一想也是，他们夫妻两个住在一个房间里哈，朝夕相处。
And even though they live together day in and day out.
其实居然不知道那一个人他心里面到底想的是什么。
But without knowing what that person is thinking.
所以我们常常说我们认识一个人。
And very often we say we know someone.
那认识代表什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你是只知道姓名算一种认识呢？
Well, you just know that person's name will mean that you know that person.
还是相互之间你们两个有了一个默契？
Well, maybe you have a good mutual understanding.
这个程度有很大的差别。
The degrees varies.
所以呢，中文有关相交的这个表达是非常丰富的。
And there's a lot of just very rich description about knowing someone.
我们可以说是一面之交。
And sometimes we say we were just met once.
那么我们也可以说有点头之交
or nodding acquaintance
那可以有叫金兰之交
or rock a solid friendship
那么这个 也有的可以说叫忘年之交。
Or friendship with different generations.
还有说什么叫莫逆之交。
Or that you devoted with each other.
还有什么？还有叫患难之交。
And it's a friend in need and in a friend indeed.
你还想得出来，想不出来还有别的。
Can you think of any other description of friendship?
还有的嘞。
There are many.
二十几种。
There's more than 20 types that express friendship.
所以弟兄姐妹，我现在跟大家想问的是，我们与上帝是属于哪一种相交？
But I want to ask you, what kind of friendship or fellowship you have with God?
我们是听说有这个上帝而已呢？
Or you just heard of him?
还是说你跟上帝是点头之交呢？
Or you just say you're not with him?
还是我们跟上帝是莫逆之交呢？
Or we are committed and devoted?
这个实际上是我们可以要思想的问题。
There's something we're going to think about today.
上次我们讲到了，认识到上帝是什么？上帝是光。
Last time we talked about God is light.
那我们讨论如何与上帝来相交。
And we talk about how we have a fellowship with God.
那么今天呢，我们继续看约翰一书的这个系列，这一段经文呢，就回到了说基督徒怎么样彼此的相交。
And today we're going to go back and talk about 1 John, how we fellowship with each other.
那么我们与上帝相交应该成为我们弟兄姐妹之间彼此相交的一个基础。
So fellowship with God should be the foundation for fellowship among believers.
那么现代人呢，把分分秒秒啊，都算得很精准。
Nowadays people love to calculate the minutes and the seconds to the T.
你知道在古代啊，人是按小时来计算时间的。
And in the past, the ancient time, we only calculate by the hour.
你有几个小时，几个小时算就可以了。
And so you should know how many hours.
你不需要算那么精准。
And you don't need to be so accurate.
但是现在不行啊。
But now you cannot do that.
现在你一定要算到分，要算到秒。
You have to go to the seconds and minutes.
你要跟谁去有一个约会，说我们十点二十分见面。
And so if you have a day with someone, you say 10:20, we're going to meet.
你不能按小时算呢。
And you cannot say just only 10 o'clock.
对啊，你要最后说十点二十见面，我十一点出现，那个人就说你怎么会迟到那么多呢？
And if you say 10:20, but you show up at 11 o'clock, that will make that person pretty mad.
所以你一定要算到分那么准。
You have to make sure that you talk about minutes and seconds.
虽然我们把时间算得那么好，但是我们对人际关系的把握啊，哎呀，常常是没有那么准确了。
And even though we can calculate the minutes to second, but we cannot grasp the interpersonal relationship.
所以信徒之间的相交也是如此。
And so the same thing with the fellowship among believers.
我们怎么样把握我们基督徒之间彼此的关系？
And how can we grasp the relationship with each other?
那么约翰在这段经文里就给了我们非常明确的诊断。
So Apostle John gave us a very clear diagnosis.
我们来看一下今天的经文。
And let's look at the passage today.
今天的经文在约翰一书的第二章三到第十一节。
And it's in the 1 John chapter 2, 3 to 11.
你如果有看圣经的话，请打开约翰一书第二章。
And please open your Bible and chapter 2.
那么我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read in English.
约翰一书第二章第三节，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里。
The man who says I know him but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
But if anyone obey his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
But whoever claim to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is a message you have heard.
再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
Yet I'm writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄， 他到如今还是在黑暗里。
Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。
Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble.
文读恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walk around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him.
Yeah, 这段经文大概可以分三部分。
And this passage can divide to three sections.
那么第三节到第六节是讲到遵守诫命。
So verse 3 to 6 talk about how to keep commands.
那七到八节是讲到新命令与旧命令。
And 7 to 8 talk about old and new commands.
九到十一节是讲到爱弟兄与恨弟兄。
And verse 9 to 11 talk about love and hate brothers.
核心经文在第五节。
The core scriptures in the fifth verse.
凡遵守主道的爱神的心得以完全。
So whoever obey his word, God's love is truly made complete in him.
所以这段经文呢，跟上一次我们讲的经文呢，有一个非常同样的结构。
And there's a similar structure like what we talked about last time.
我讲到有三个平行的结构，对不对？
And there were the three parallel structures.
这个平行的结构，每一句都是以人若说什么什么开始的。
And so those three parallel structures start with whatever claims.
说在第四节说人若说我认识他。
So the verse 4 talk about who the man who says I know him.
那么第六节说人若说他住在主里面。
Whatever claim to live in him.
然后是第九节讲到人若说自己在光明中。
Anyone who claim to be in the light.
人若说代表的就是人的诡辩。
And so this is talk about the people's sophistry of man.
那么约翰的回应则是阐明了信徒如何把与上帝相交的这个能够落在实处。
And John's response illustrates how believers put fellowship with God into practice.
所以在看这个三个结构之前呢，我们先来看一看他首先讲到的认识这个词哈。
And so let's look at the word know.
现代人呢非常崇尚知识。
And the modern man advocate knowledge.
因为我们知道的越多，知识越多，那就是认识会越多。
So we think that if we know more, we have more knowledge.
其实不一定的。
But not necessarily the case.
尤其是关乎到圣经里讲到这个认识。
And especially concerned about the knowledge in the Bible.
那圣经中的认识呢，在这里面有两个词。
And in the Bible, knowledge has two words.
那么一个词呢，在希腊文里面，它叫 ginosko.
And it's in Greek word ginosko.
那他这个本书当中呢，他出现了25次。
And it appeared 25 times in the Bible.
另外一个希腊的词呢叫 oida。
Oida is also in the Greek words.
那出现了15次。
Appeared 15 times.
所以这里面圣经讲的认识，不是我们平常讲的那种非常肤浅的认识。
And those knowing is not superficial knowing.
而是一种深入的体会。
It's a deep experience.
而且密切的一种彼此的了解。
And it's a very intimate understanding.
不要误解说我这样讲，牧师讲说知识不重要。
Don't misunderstand that I've been talking about knowledge is not important.
知识重要。
Knowledge, it is important.
但是知道不等于知识。
But knowing does not mean understanding.
所以任何关系的认知多少啊，你不是认知多少就能够决定这个事情。
So not necessarily your know that decides how much you really know.
有些人知道说哎呀，我想多认识上帝。
And some people say, I want to know God a little more.
所以呢，我就要去神学院，像陈牧师一样，去读个神学的学位。
I want to get a theology degree, just like Pastor Chan.
你可能会得到很多有关神的知识。
You might gain a lot of knowledge about God.
但是这个知识不等于你认识神。
A knowledge does not equal you really know God.
因为你认识神是你跟神之间的一个密切的互动。
Knowing God is that you have a true interaction with God.
所以我们现在就来看第一个平行结构。
So let's look at the first parallel structure.
那第一个平行结构在第四节，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命。
And so someone says, I claim to know God, but does not follow God's commands.
就是有人说他认识上帝的。
And someone says, I do know God.
而且呢，甚至有人说我可以代表上帝来跟你们讲话的。
I can't even speak behalf of God.
但是 如果他不遵守神的诫命
，But however, if it does not follow God's commands,
这就证明他并不是真正认识上帝。
That means that he does not really know God.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我们分辨的一个根据。
And that's how we can distinguish the difference.
不是说一个人说他很属灵，他跟上帝的关系很好，就是不是说，而是看他怎么样能做出来。
It's not what he says. It's look at his action. Can he really walk in the light?
那么如果遵守神的诫命，遵守主的道，他不但认识上帝，啊，
If you obey and do what God wants to do,
第五节而且说他是怎么样，他是住在主里面的。
And also verse 5 talk about his abide in the Lord.
所以认识神的人必然会遵守神的诫命。
And whatever say he knows God will abide in the Lord and his command.
你知道啊，犹太人啊，他们把这个诫命啊都非常的具体化。
And Jewish is very 具体化。they have a lot of
specify
the commands.
Yeah, 那具体化之后，它一共有多少？一共有613条诫命。
They have a total of 613 commandments.
所以你每天要遵守的。
And that's something you have to follow every single day.
谁有那个心情613条每天都能遵守得到，啊，
Who can really follow all those commands?
所以当那些门徒去问耶稣的说，这么多诫命我们怎么遵守，啊，
And so when the disciple asked Jesus, how can we follow all those commands?
所以耶稣就把它总结了一下。
And Jesus summarized it.
所以所有的诫命其实就两条。
And so there's only two commands.
第一个你要爱神。
The first is love God.
第二个你要爱人。
The second is love neighbor.
你看，不是约翰一书所要讲的，第一个跟神的关系，对不对？
Like,
跟神相交。
Like the first John talk about, the first is to have fellowship with God.
那第二个就是什么？我们信徒之间彼此相交。
And fellowship with the believers.
所以我们这样看来呢，就是说爱神跟爱人这两个事情是彼此相关的。
And we say they are related when you love God and love your neighbors.
所以我们爱神的话，我们就会爱跟神相关的一切的东西。
If we say we love God, we will love whatever have to do with God.
首先，你爱慕神的话语。
And first, you love His words.
那是圣经嘛，对不对
？Because that's Bible.
然后除那个之外呢，你还会爱护什么？爱神的教会。
And you love His church.
因为这是神的家。
Because that's His home, His family.
最后又讲到，你要是爱神的话，你就会爱。弟兄姐妹。
And so if you love God, you love the brothers and sisters.
因为教会里面的基督徒都是神的子民，是属神的人。
Because those are the people who belong to God.
所以如果我们爱神的话，凡是与神相关的事情我们都会支持的。
And so anything that has to do with God that we want to support.
那具体的讲，一个爱神的人，那么到底怎么样去描述他呢？
And so how do we describe someone who loves the Lord?
其实简单化一句，你就是做神喜悦的事情。
Simplify that is you do whatever God please.
以前呢，你知道在中国以前有双职工这个问题哈。
So in China there's a dual job.
It's a husband wife both working.
Okay.
Yeah.
The both husband wife both work.
那个时候小孩子要比较小。那父母都上班，很多的时候也找不到人帮他带孩子。
And so the children, their kids are small, so it's very hard to find someone to take care of the kids.
那么孩子很小，就是大的带小的，两个都在家里待着。
And so the older one take care of the younger one.
那个不像美国，美国这样就犯法了。
And so it's illegal in United States.
那个时候在中国没有问题的。
And in China there was no problem.
很多家庭那样，就小孩子把这个钥匙挂在脖子上。
And very often the children will
照顾自己。
And children will have a key hanging around their neck.
这个家庭呢，也是有个姐姐跟个弟弟。
And so this family has one older sister and one younger brother.
所以这个姐姐就带这个弟弟。
And so the sister will take care of the brother.
不过这个姐姐常常欺负这个弟弟。
But the sister very often bully the brother.
欺负这弟弟，弟弟就哭哈。
And so the brother will cry.
哭也没关系，父母不在跟前嘛。
And so, but it doesn't matter because the parents are not there.
不过快下班了。
And what? But when they are going to come home pretty soon.
这姐姐紧张，开始哄这个弟弟了。
And so,
千万不能哭。
The sister was trying to comfort the brothers, "Don't cry."
因为父母要回来了，这个孩子，这个弟弟要哭的话，父母肯定会责备他嘛。
And so, if a brother cried, then the parent will scold the sister.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也是一样哈。
So we're the same.
我们 彼此之间不会要相互的欺负，我们要相互的爱护。
We should not take advantage of each other. We should actually love each other.
不然等耶稣回来的时候，我们怎么办啊？
And so when Jesus returns, what we're going to do?
那么我们现在再来看第二个结构。
And let's look at the second structure.
第二个平行的结构呢，就在第六节。
The second parallel structure is in verse 6.
人若说住在主里。
And someone says abide in the Lord.
你看，这个是个肯定的陈述。如果是住在主里的话，就怎么样？就该按照主所行的去行。
And so this is an affirmative statement that if it's like that, then we need to do whatever God wants us to do.
如果你知道说你去遵行诫命，你还不是很清楚的话，那么这里面约翰讲就非常具体了。
And so here is very concrete what Apostle John talk about.
那么耶稣怎么做的你就去做嘛。
Whatever Jesus did and you follow.
所以这和遵守诫命是一致的。
Is obey the commands.
而且就是更加的具体了。
And it's very specific.
我们知道使徒约翰跟耶稣一起生活了很多年。
Well, Apostle John have lived with Jesus for many years.
他跟耶稣的关系非常好的嘛。
He has a very, very deep experience, relationship.
他可能是耶稣的表弟。
And he may be the cousin of Jesus.
那么可能年纪呢比其他的门徒都年轻一些。
And he's a little bit younger than other disciples.
所以耶稣特别的照顾他。
And Jesus really took care of him.
所以他对耶稣的那种生活的体验呢，那个是非常真切的。
And so the experience that he had with Jesus was very deep.
那么值得注意的是约翰这里没有指责哈。
And here that he's not scolding anyone.
他没有说人若你若是住在主里面却怎么怎么样，那个错误的他没有指责。
He did not scold someone saying that if you abide in the Lord and so on.
那么在这里呢反而是从第七节第八节你发现他突然间插进了这么两节。
And all of a sudden he asked something in the verse 7 and 8.
这两节讲的是新命令与旧命令。
And now talk about the old commands and the new commands.
其实你如果注意把这第七节第八节你如果抽掉的话。
And if you take it away from this passage.
你发现这个经文非常流畅的没有问题。
And actually the whole passage is very smooth.
啊，那你现在就问为什么它突然间插进这么两句，好像跟前面也没有关系，跟后面也没有关系。
And why he added those two verses in between?
这就是讲到新命令跟旧命令。
And it's to talk about old and new commands.
那么一会儿约翰说这是旧命令。
And then one time he talked about this old commands.
另外一个时候他又讲到新命令。
Then later he talked about new commands.
这到底是新的还是旧的？
But was it old or actually new?
搞不清楚。
And we cannot tell.
所以这个种啊是他当时的一个写作的手法，叫做这个Paradox 就是一种互相矛盾的一种写法。
So this is a literary technical paradoxy.
为的是什么
？Why?
吸引大家的注意力。
Try to attract people's attention.
你要知道说，约翰说，你注意啊，这里面要的东西。
So he is tell you, please pay attention here.
那么在古代的人呢，他跟我们现代人呢是不一样的看法。
And so the ancient time thinks things are a little bit different than us.
我们现代的人呢，是新的东西越新越好。
And nowadays we think whatever is new is better.
就包括我们的手机。
Including our phone.
手机响了。
Our smartphone.
这个手机的话，你不会说旧的好，这 iPhone 现在变成十几了，十四了。
So now the iPhone is already iPhone 14.
那你拿个 iPhone 6来你来用的话，那就好多事情你做不了了。
And you, when you use iPhone 4, you cannot get all the things accomplished.
所以呢，东西就是越新的越好。
And the newer is better.
那么古代人不是。
But ancient times is different.
古代人认为东西越旧的越好。
Ancient times they think the old is better.
特别是如果是上古时代的东西。
Especially the ancient time, long time ago.
那是最好的了。
That's the best.
不过上古时期发生什么事我们早都不知道。
But we don't know what happened during that time.
没有文字记载也搞不清楚。
And sometimes not recorded, so we really don't know.
那现在我们就把它当作神话而已了。
And so it's a mythology.
所以呢，这里，所以约翰讲了这个东西是旧的。
And so John talk about this is old.
那么从摩西时代就有的。
And start with the, came from Moses.
所以那个时候就有已经是大家都公认的一个原则了。
是 university accepted.
因此这个诫命是真实的。
And so therefore the command is true.
人人皆知，无需赘述。
And everybody knew that do not need repetition.
同时也是个新的。
But in the meantime, it's a new one.
新在哪里呢？
What is new about?
因为基督带来的是一个新的时代。
Because Christ bring a new era.
那个这个新的时代是以圣灵作为标记。
And it marks by the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵在我们的心里面工作，这是新的。
The Holy Spirit work in our heart, that this is new.
所以当耶稣重申这个诫命的时候，就把这个诫命赋予了新的内涵。
And so when Jesus reiterated this command, he gave a new meaning.
所以爱人呢，不但要爱邻舍。
And so besides you love your neighbors.
人还要怎么样？还要爱仇敌。
And you also need to love your enemy.
这是旧约当中所没有的。
And this is the absent from the old command.
所以耶稣自己也是这样。
And Jesus did the same thing.
他就是这样爱仇敌的。
Because he loved his enemy.
所以与神相遇的人呢，与神相交的人必然会爱神，对不对？
And so for people who fellowship with God will must love God.
那么爱神的人就有一个体现，就是说我们会爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And so that represent that we will, when we love God, we will also love God's people. We love people, neighbors.
所以说，这个弟兄姐妹的彼此相爱，就是我们属基督人的一个标记。
So that is a mark when we love our neighbor, love each other.
我在神学院读书的时候，有一次做一个功课。
And one time I had a homework from when I was in the seminary school.
那个功课就是说，你把整个圣经要穿起来，你看看这个圣经有什么主题没有。
And so you want to look at the Bible, see what is the theme in the Bible.
然后我就说，这个圣经的主题就是爱。
So I said the theme of the Bible is love.
上帝呢爱人。
And God loved people.
然后呢，上帝又要人怎么样去爱他。
And so the God wants us to love him.
不过那个教授把我这作业批回来，他就写一个批语。
And so my professor gave me some of the comments.
他说这个爱呀，太抽象了。
And your love talk about is too abstract.
这个东西没有办法讲清楚的。
And you cannot really clearly define.
不过我想想这个教授讲的也对哈。
And no, I agree with what the professor said.
为什么呢？因为现代人对爱的理解呀，完全不一样。
Because nowadays people have abused this term love.
所以爱变成了一时的冲动。
And sometimes it's impulse.
变成了我们一种感觉。
And it's only a feeling.
圣经中讲的爱可是完全不是这样子。
And but the love in the Bible is totally different.
我们知道哥林德前书第十三章哈，讲到那个爱的时候。
And when we talk about the first Corinthians chapter 13, talk about love.
讲到爱首先是什么？是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
所以呢，我们上帝就是以这种爱来爱我们。
God loves us with that kind of love.
他也让我们以这种爱去爱他。
We should respond with the same love to love him.
但是那个现在的电视节目常常演这种爱，但是你发现完全跟圣经的爱不一样。
But nowadays the TV shows talk about love, but it's totally different than what we talk about in the Bible.
大家有没有看过一个 TV show 叫 Bachelor?
Have you ever watched a TV show called Bachelor?
那个 TV show 就是对这个找了一堆这个男的女的哈，这样子哈。
A bunch of single people.
都是单身哈。
They're singles.
你们看，每个来表白，看你要选哪个啊，怎么样
这样。And so you get a chance to choose someone you like.
这个在美国很受欢迎的这个节目。
It's a very popular show.
但是我们就知道，这种爱已经讲到说啊，我就看看你的外表啊，看看你的这个条件呢，变成这种。
And is that what those kind of love talk about how you look and what kind of criteria you have?
其实这不是圣经所讲的爱。
But this is what the love that talk about in the Bible.
爱不是关乎自己。
And love is not only talk about self-centered.
乃是为了对方的益处。
Is really benefit others.
但是很多时候啊，这个圣经告诉我们要爱人如己。
And very often we say we need to love others just like we love ourselves.
可是很多时候我们不知道自己怎么去爱自己。
And we don't even know how we love ourselves.
那我们怎么知道去爱别人就更困难了。
How do we can love others? That will become very difficult.
我认识一个人的话，他是从香港来的。
I know one person came from Hong Kong.
他很喜欢吃东西。
He loved to eat.
他说了，我年纪轻的时候啊， 那个时候生活困难。
And so when I was younger, that my life was difficult.
我什么东西都没得吃。
I did not get a really chance to eat a lot of good stuff.
那现在我生活好了，我想吃什么可以吃什么。
And now I have a good life. I want to eat whatever I want.
所以呢，他就拼命的吃，每天大鱼大肉。
So every single day he had a big feast.
不过呢，前几年他就住进医院要开手刀做手术，他心脏啊。
And、
这个 要开胸的手术、啊、
And a few years ago, he ended up need to have an open heart surgery.
所以我跑到洛杉矶那个 Sunset 那个地方去看他、啊、
And so I went to see him in the hospital.
你还吃吗
？Do you still want to eat?
不敢吃了、啊、
So he stopped eating like that.
这一次不敢。其实你知道，我们爱自己都不知道怎么去爱、啊、
And sometimes we don't even know how to love ourselves.
所以我们就很难知道怎么去爱别人、啊。
And we don't know how to love others.
所以这里面其实告诉我们。怎么样去爱，就看你的金钱跟时间都放在哪里、啊。
So one way to test it is to look at how you spend your time and money.
那么最好的榜样就是耶稣的榜样、啊。
And the best example is Christ.
按照耶稣怎么样做，你就去怎么做。
Whatever he does, we follow.
那么这个时代呢，有很多人爱各种各样的哈、啊。
And so nowadays, people love all kind of things.
我认识人呢，他收集不同的东西哈、啊。
I know someone who loves to collect.
有的人喜欢收集帽子。
And some people have a hobby like to collect hats.
哎，他不论到哪里去旅行，他就买一顶帽子回来、啊。
And no matter where you travel, he'll buy a hat.
哎，家里有很多帽子。
So I have so many hats at home.
有的人收集那个星巴克那个杯子哈。
And some people love to Starbucks coffee cup mugs.
所以我的外甥女从中国来之后呢，她带回去一箱子都是。星巴克的杯子。
My niece came from from China that collects so many different Starbucks.
每到了一个地方，她就买那星巴克杯子，写着这个地方的名字嘛。
And no matter where she went, she will collect the local Starbucks coffee mug.
然后回家，她把那杯子摆了一个柜子，照一张相片给我。
And then put it in the cabinet and took a picture.
哎呀，我说你来美国一趟，带回一柜子杯子哈。
And so you came to United States, only bring back whole suitcase of mugs.
还有人喜欢收集鞋子。
And some people like to collect shoes.
哎，他的鞋子不是穿的。
And is that that person does not wear those shoes.
收集的。
It's a collection.
各种各样的鞋子，家里这个专门有一个房间是放鞋子的。
And there's a one room particularly designated for all his shoes.
那我们知道他喜欢这个东西。
Because we know he likes it.
很多的时候我们用这些东西来替代了我们爱神跟爱人。
And very often those hobbies replace how we need to love God and love people.
但是圣经告诉我们怎么样去爱人。
But Bible tells us how we should love people.
好，我们现在来看第三个结构。
So let's look at the third structure.
第三个平行结构在第九节。
It's in the verse 9.
人若说自己在光明中。
If someone says that he is in the light.
后面则是讲了一个反面的例子
But then to give a total opposite example,
却恨他的弟兄
But that person hate his brother,
那他就是仍在黑暗当中
But he's walking in the dark.
这里约翰又回到了原先讲的光明与黑暗的对比
Here talk about what we talked about earlier, talk about comparison between light and darkness.
注意这里约翰使用一个环环相扣的方法
And here he used interlocking technique.
所以呢，他讲到你认识神，你怎么说认识，你就应该遵守他的诫命。
If you say you really know God, then you should abide in His words.
那么你遵守他的诫命怎么样？就是遵守主的道，对不对
？And if you abide His word, you know what He talk about.
你遵守主的道是什么？遵守主的道就是照主去行所行的去行。
And even know what He says, and you need to follow whatever He wants you to do.
所以呢，那如果你还不明白照主所行的行去行是什么？最后他又给你一个非常非常具体的例子，那就是爱弟兄。
And so if you still don't understand exactly what you talk about, you use the example, love your brothers.
如果你恨弟兄的话，那就跟完全前面所讲的是不一样的。
But if you hate your brother, then you are not doing whatever God wants you to do.
你就不是在光明中行，你是在黑暗中行。
You're not walking the light, but rather walking the darkness.
当然，约翰这里讲的恨弟兄也包括姐妹了哈。
So of course, when we talk about hate, also including brothers and sisters.
因为那个时代的话，他们这个写作的只是抢到弟兄的。
And usually, when we use it at that time, when we write, we talk about brothers.
所以基督就是真光哈。
And Jesus is the true light.
没有基督就是行在黑暗中。
And so without His light, we will walk in the darkness.
必然就会跌倒。
And we will stumble.
特别注意到这里不是我们去爱哈。
Here does not talk about we use our way to love.
乃是用基督的爱去爱。
And to use God's love to love.
大家怎么看耶稣？我们就想一想耶稣哈。耶稣，你觉得耶稣什么时候知道犹大会出卖他的
？And just think about Jesus. Do you know that when he knew Judas going to betray him?
可能很早很早就知道了，对不对
？He probably knew way before.
但是我们不确定知道是什么时间。
Even though we not, cannot pinpoint the exact time.
圣经明确记载的是最后的晚餐的晚上，他知道犹大。会出卖他了。
But in the Bible, clear talk about the last supper that he knew Judas going to betray him.
而且他告当时就说出来了这个话。
And so he actually said, "Someone is going to betray me here."
说你们当中有一个人会出卖我。
And someone will betray me.
如果我们要知道某一个人将来有一天会出卖我的话，我早就会有动作了，是不是
？And so if I know someone is going to betray me, I'm going to have some action.
采取点行动，对不对
？I will have action.
但是。耶稣是什么样的爱
？But the love God, Christ had.
耶稣是多么的忍耐哈。
And he was long-suffering and patient.
给他很多的机会。
And give him ample opportunity.
带着他在身边。
And continue to take him, bring him with him.
希望他可以回转哈。
And hopefully he will turn around.
所以啊，我们上面讲到了，现在我们所体会的爱跟圣经中讲的爱不一样。
Now we say what we understand the love is very different what the love talk about in the Bible.
其实我们现在所讲的恨呢，跟圣经讲的恨也是不一样的。
And even we talk about hatred is different.
那么我们首先我们先来看看什么是恨吧，这样我们就对爱有更深刻的了解了。
So let's look at what is a hate.
那有人说陈牧师，我怎么会不知道恨呢？我肯定知道这个恨哈，我知道怎么恨别人怎么。恨我这是很明显的事情哈。
And somebody might say, of course I know what the hate means.
如果你恨一个人，你肯定会说他的坏话。
And if you hate someone, you're probably going to say bad words about him.
你肯定会攻击他。
And you probably will attack that person.
说不定会陷害他。
And maybe frame that person.
那么，但是，这个是我们平常讲的恨哈。
And this is the common hatred we talk about.
我们太熟悉了。
And very familiar with.
我们知道在 Montreal Park 这些枪击案，这个虽然我们现在还没有调查出结果哈。
And so we know the Montreal Park, the mass shooting, even though we don't know the motive behind it.
但是我们肯定知道这个人是因为仇恨呢，对不对
？But we definitely know this person has some kind of personal hatred.
他恨到一个程度，实在不行了，他要拿枪杀人。
And to the point that he need to use a gun to kill.
可能我们啊，不会像他这样走到极端。
And we probably will go to that kind of extreme.
但是我们可能。会心里面讨厌某个人。
But in our heart, very often we dislike someone.
特别是如果这个人常常见面，他还时常挤兑我。
And so if this time you see this person very often, but he seems to oppose you.
那就恨得咬牙切齿。
And so you just like really grind your teeth.
说不定他在心里已经把他杀了好几次了。
And in your heart, you probably kill that person many times.
我们希望诅咒，希望他不太好。
We curse that person, hope that person not have a good end.
没错，这些都是恨。
And those are hate.
哎，圣经里讲的恨。不是这个。
But in the Bible, the hatred is different.
因为圣经里面对于我们的要求是很高的哈。
Because the standard in the Bible is very, very high.
所以马拉基书啊，第一章就讲到说，神说我是爱雅各，恶以扫。
And so I, in the Malachi, talk about I love Jacob, dislike Esau.
所以这里讲到上帝去讨厌以扫。
And so we talk about God dislike Esau.
是不是像我们刚才讲的这些东西啊
？It's not what we described earlier.
不是哦。
No.
他这里的恨是讲到说他没有被拣选的。
And so talk about the hate means that he was not being chosen.
他不会继承神的这个盟约的祝福的。
He's not going to inherit the blessing from God.
所以我们按着这个层次来理解，所以。神说我们恨人的话，其实那个标准非常高的哈。
And so when the God talk about hate, the standard is extremely high.
所以见死不救就是恨。
Look like someone leave someone to sink or swim.
如果你没有怜悯也是恨。
And you have no mercy.
你不尊重别人也是恨。
And disrespect is also hate.
那么拒绝施舍也是恨。
Refuse giving is hatred.
如此种种不一而足。
All those things above.
我们知道在基督把这个标准怎么样 定得非常高的。
So in Christ, the standard is extremely high.
所以我们在爱中才会没有惧怕。
And so we only, there are no fear in love.
因为这个爱跟惧怕，这个仇恨和惧怕是相关联的。
Yeah, the hatred and love is interrelated.
因为你有了仇恨才会有了报复，对不对？
And so when you have a hate, then you want a revenge.
那么这样的话就好像我们有一个小辫子被人家抓在手里面。
It's almost like someone is holding our pigtail.
当你去恨一个人的话，这个小辫子就被人抓，我们会被人家控告的。
And so we'll be accused because when they're holding our pigtails.
所以与神相交的人呢，我们是心中怎么样，要充满了爱。
And so when we abide in the Lord, we should fill with the love.
而不是仇恨。
Not hate.
那你说沉默是我有很多仇恨怎么办呢？
But if you say I'm filled with a hatred,
那就求神把这些东西拿去。
You ask God to remove those things.
这个东西不是自己可以拿走的。
It's not something you can remove automatically.
而且不会是一次就会解决问题的。
And not just only once that hatred will be gone.
就是你自己常常的不断的跟神的沟通，要求神把这个东西渐渐的从你身里拿走。
You need to continue to communicate with God to ask God to remove those.
所以当基督徒生活在一个爱的团体里面的时候，
So when Christian living in a love community,
我们就能见证基督福音的宝贵与荣美。
We can witness the truth and beauty of the gospel of Christ.
我们讲到传福音的话，怎么传福音呢？别人看到来到我们当中说，啊，这是一个彼此相爱的家庭。
So that when people see we talk about how we share gospel, is people see us we love each other.
那别人就会愿意加入这个家庭。
And those people were willing to join this group.
这是向世界一个最有力的宣告。
This is the most powerful declaration.
所以爱弟的按弟兄的心没有虚假。
And so that you love brother with sincere love.
如果我们有仇恨的，仇恨就成为我们人生道路的绊脚石。
But if we have a hatred that become a stumbling block.
从前有一个弟兄他退休了哈。
And this one brother who retired.
这个他姓刘，刘弟兄哈。
And his brother Liu.
那他退休之后呢，他就有一个非常的心愿，他说他要为神做很多的事情。
And so after his retirement, that he decided to do a lot of things for God.
所以别人退休了都到处去旅游啊，这里那里哈。
And a lot of people after retirement they tend to travel.
那么他也travel, 他也旅行。
And he traveled as well.
所有的旅行都是做神的事工的。
All the travel have to do with the God's ministry.
因为他支持了好多的机构。
Because he saw so many Christian organizations.
所以他自己的生活非常的简朴。
And he has a very simple life.
穿的也很简单，吃的也很简单，住的也很简单。
And all his living is very simple.
但是他把一生的积蓄几乎都拿出来支持各种各样的这个福音的工作。
He used all his saving to support all the Christian organizations.
我想这样的人他就把爱神落在了实处。
And so you can tell that he lived what the God's love is.
所以我们看到约翰福音里强调的是基督徒，这一段经文特别强调基督徒之间彼此的相爱。
Well, here this passage talks about how believers love each other.
那这个相爱是我们爱神的一个必然的结果。
This should be the foundation of Christian spiritual life.
我们也思想了，圣经里讲的爱，跟我们世界上所讲的爱是不一样的。
The love we talk about in the Bible is different than the love we talk in the world.
那仇恨也和世界上所讲的不一样的。
The hate is also different.
所以耶稣总结的诫命是最好，你们当怎么样？尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
So Jesus summed up God's commandment to love God and love neighbor.
并且要爱人如己。
And just love everyone just like yourself.
所以爱就是甘愿的付出，不求回报。
And love is that willing to give without return.
你们知道师母是做这个会计工作的。
And you know, Becky actually is like a CPA doing accounting.
那么有一次呢，我们就接到一个福音机构的请求哈。
And so one time we received an organization's request.
因为那个机构里面他们的会计突然间离职了。
And so the accountant actually left that organization.
于是他们这个所有会计的东西就累加累加累加了一大堆，都没有人做哈。
So all the accounting work started accumulate. Nobody was doing it.
没有办法，就请师母帮忙做会计的工作，帮他们整理。
They asked Becky that to help out.
那么师母也有一个工作哈。
And Becky also has her own job.
所以要帮他们做就只好晚上做。
And so in order for her to help out, that she has to do at night.
因为那个时候我还在这个我还在制药厂工作哈。
So I was still working in the pharmaceutical company.
所以我帮着师母一起做哈。
And sometimes I help her a little bit.
她做主要的工作，我做帮手哈。
And she was doing the main areas. I would just assist her.
他们累积的几个月的账啊，就很乱，要花很多，所以有的做得很晚的时候。
And so accumulate so many months of accounting that we have to do work very late.
那么留意不留意的，我们就知道谁奉献多少钱哈、啊。
So whether you pay attention or not pay attention, we know how people give the offering.
因为我们很熟悉这个机构，很多弟兄姐妹有认得的。
And so we know the organization very well, so we know a lot of sisters and brothers.
那其中有一位弟兄啊，就特别引人注意。
And so there's one particular brother was worth for the attention.
因为他是我们当时在那个教会的执事。
He was a deacon of our church.
那当这个机构的牧师在那个教会牧会的时候呢，这个执事跟牧师关系搞得不是很好。
And so at that time when our pastor and this deacon, they did not really have a very good relationship.
那么大家都知道这个执事跟这个牧师不合的。
And they kind of know they don't get along very well.
那后来这个牧师也离开了哈。
But then later the pastor left.
但是我们整理这个账才发现，哇，这个弟兄啊，每个月固定给这个机构奉献钱的。
But then we realize that the deacon continue to support the organization.
那么不是偶尔一笔。
It's just not only happen once a while.
是每个月都有。
It's a monthly.
不是50块100块。
Not only $50 or $100.
而是每个月都是几百块。
And it's a few hundred dollars every month.
啊，我们就特别为这个弟兄感谢神。
So we really give the thanks to the Lord for this brother.
这个弟兄呢，现在已经不在这个世界上。
And this brother already passed away.
所以我才把他的事情讲出来给大家听。
So I talk about him now.
我想他在天上不会介意我来分享这个故事。
I'm sure that he's not going to really care when he's in above there.
对弟兄姐妹，这就是彼此相爱的一个见证。
And so this is a testimony we talk about how we love each other.
即使我们有很多的事情不一样。
And even though we're very, very different in many ways.
即使在很多的事情上我们甚至是针锋相对。
And sometimes maybe we're even fighting with each other.
不要让我们的爱心就此泯灭了。
And do not diminish our love.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your grace.
因为你将你的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们。
You give your begotten son to us.
让我们知道我们应当在世界上如何去行。
And then teach us how we should act in on earth.
愿主的话语亲自的温暖我们的心。
And so your words will continue to comfort and warm our hearts.
愿圣灵在我们心中工作。
And Holy Spirit will continue working our hearts.
我们知道怎么样去彼此的相爱。
So we know how to love each other.
愿我们在这个世界上可以成为一个灯塔。
So we will become the beacon, become the light of this world.
能够照亮这个世界。
Can shine on this world.
也让我们所传的福音有美好的见证。
So all the, when we preach, that has a wonderful, testimonies.
愿主你祝福我们的教会。
And continue to bless our church.
也看顾我们今天在场的每一位。
And take care of everyone who's here today.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord of Jesus, name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.